few minutes left, I'd like you to read, please, with me from the 12th of Romans, verse 1. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies or the compassions of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's all I want to read. I have a distinct impression, beloved brethren, that it wouldn't be right to close these meetings without a challenge to our hearts. I think it would be right to say that we have been engaged with the compassions of God this week. We've been engaged with the, as our brother has been saying, with the fundamentals of Christianity. We've been engaged with those things which lie at the base of our Christian faith. These things, beloved brother and sister, must challenge our hearts. They must make a demand upon us in a practical way. Our brother who's just sat down, he was telling us about believers who were prepared to go to the lions because they thought that Christianity was real. What was it, do you think, that made those saints of God go to the lions because of their faith? I tell you what it was, and I address myself to every brother and sister here this evening. It was dedication. And brethren, I think that the outcome of our meetings this week, when we've discussed these very remarkable truths, the foundation of our faith, the very basis of all that we hold on to, brethren, it demands from us dedication. I know during this week, one or two times, brothers have used the word commitment. I thought about this word a lot of late. Circumstances that have crossed my path of late has made me think very, very deeply about this matter of commitment. Well, I often say to people, of course, this word isn't in the Bible, the word commitment. But the word that I have read tonight is the word the Bible gives. And I want to just bring it before you with the Lord's help. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's the terminology that the Bible uses in relation to the matter of commitment. Present your bodies unto God as a living sacrifice. Those who live in Ipswich will be saying to me, he's on again. But my dear brethren, more and more and more, I get the impression that what is needed amongst the saints of God is this matter of dedication, commitment, if you like, and presenting of our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. I don't think this is disconnected with what we've had this week. I don't think it is, because there must be an answer to all these things, a practical answer to these things. And the answer, as I see it, is in this little passage. Present your body to God, a living sacrifice. This is your intelligence service, he says. I wonder, beloved brethren, are we prepared for this challenge? A number of brothers from this platform this week have addressed their remarks to the young brothers and sisters here. I don't like to be always harping on this because, well, I don't like to do it, but one is impressed, you know, as I look round this little room tonight. I'm deeply impressed by the fact that there are so many young brothers and sisters here. Life before you, life before you. A life to be lived here in this scene for the Lord and for God. You know, this word present in the 12th chapter of Romans is something the believer does once. Now, I'm very careful when I say this because that's right. Of course, we seek the Lord's grace to go on day by day, year by year. But it's in the scriptures, it's put down as something the believer arrives at in his soul once, and he does it. He presents his body to God, a living sacrifice. I want to say to my young brothers and sisters tonight, have you done it? Have you done it? I'm not asking you whether you're converted. I know you're converted. I'm not asking you, have you trusted Christ as your Savior? I know you've trusted Christ as your Savior. Have you responded to the challenge of Romans 12, which says, present, present your body, a living sacrifice, acceptable to God? Note, it's a sacrifice. It's all on the altar. It may cost us something. It may cost us something. But there it is. In the 6th chapter of Brother Mr. Wallace Frank read the other night from chapter 6. And the same word is there, you know. The same word is in chapter 6. Exactly the same word, present. Only it's translated in chapter 6 as yield. Same word, exactly the same word. Yield yourselves unto God and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. What are your members? Our hands, our feet, our hearts, our ears, all that we have. This is the challenge. This is the real vital challenge, I believe, of Christianity. And I sometimes have said of late, I have said, it may be that our meetings would prosper better if there was dedicated saints of God. Well, I leave this word, I haven't anything more to say, but I felt that it would be wrong that these meetings closed without a challenge from the ministry. The compassions of God, the bastions of Christianity, the basics of what we believe. What kind of an appeal do they have upon us? Present your bodies. God desires us to be Christ-like in our lives, righteous in our ways, to be characterized by self-discipline in our lives. Self-discipline. Self-discipline. Ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live, Paul says, live, live, not have life, but live. Live in triumph. Live in triumph. Self-discipline. Well, we're waiting for the Lord to come. The blessed consummation of all that's been before us this week will be the Lord's return, will it not? Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they might behold my glory. O blessed prospect before us. In the meantime, can I just read this verse again, this verse 1, and leave it with you. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable or intelligent service. It would be a good thing, I say, as before I sit down, if we went to our homes tonight, in the quiet of our room, in the quiet of our room, we go down upon our knees and said, Lord, I'm all yours from now on. Are you prepared for it, young brother and young sister? Are you prepared for it? Let these words sink into your heart and into your soul. Present your body a living sacrifice, acceptable unto God, our intelligent service.